I do want to take this opportunity for everyone to at least say hello, introduce yourself. If the only objective is just to hear one another one time, I hope it's not just one time. I do think it kind of creates a sense of cohesion and a little more of a community feel, I hope. So if people just want to go out round robin and just say who you are, where you're from, and your current role, professional role, that would be great. Don't be shy, please.
Hi, this is Frank Tumak. I'm sorry I'm late joining.
Hi, Frank. I'm going to put you on the spot. I just asked people to go around and do introductions. So can you tell the group where you're from and what your role is professionally? Where do you work?
Okay. Oh, okay. Again, I apologize for being late. My name is Frank Tumaka, and I work for Janssen, part of Johnson & Johnson, or what used to be Crystal. And I'm the head of the clinical team working on our preventive HIV vaccine.
Fantastic. Welcome, Frank. We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hello.
Yes,
this is
Hi. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Emmanuel Mtalane from BERS Reproductive Health Research Institute. I am a community liaison officer. I'm happy to join this team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Edna Viegas. I work for the National Institute of Health of Mozambique, and I'm the scientific director of one of our centers.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hilda Nchana. I'm calling from Desmond Tutu Foundation, Maspumeret in Cape Town.
Desmond Tutu, you're near me. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Clever Chilende. I work for an organization called Treatment Advocates and Campaign TAO in Zambia.
Welcome.
Hi,
everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Ross Malamato. I'm from the Chava Research Center, South Africa. I'm a community liaison officer.
Hi, everyone. I'm Miranda Msongo from Kagaza Mbokoto Research Clinic.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, I'm Lunga Miller from Kagaza Mbokoto Research Clinic in Lady Smith.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Baipanya from Orem Institute in South Africa. I'm a community engagement officer.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone. I'm John Trey Davis. I'm community engagement at FHI 360 in Durham, North Carolina.
Hi, everyone. This is Alicia Chow from the Reagan-Udall Foundation for the FDA. I work as a project manager on our Critical Path to TB Drug Regimens project, and I worked closely with Stacey Hanna in developing a version of GPP for TB. So I'm excited to be taking this course.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nita Murad. I'm from Durban, South Africa, and I basically oversee community and research in the HIV Prevention Research Unit, which is headed by Prof. Sita Ranjit. Thank you, and I'm happy to be on the call.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mo Wijtens. I'm from Janssen Vaccines. I work with Frank Tumaka, and I'm the project management leader on our HIV prevention project.
Hi, everyone. This is Manga from International Partnership for Microbial Science from the Global Research Center, the Institute of Research.
Hi, everyone. This is Evan Polosini from the Global Research Center.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen Popoena.
Hi, everyone. This is Selena Manchel from the
Great.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Anya van der Westhuizen from ERAS. Yes, and I'm phoning in from Belgium today, but I'm usually situated in Cape Town.
Wonderful. So, Anne, I think we have most people on the line. I think most people have said their hellos. So once again, to keep the line clear, I am going to mute everybody. But, Anne, if you could just say something right now quickly so I know which line you are.
Okay, this is me talking, Jessica. I'll also go ahead and introduce myself. I've been with AVAC as a consultant. Gosh, it's been a while now. I can't even remember how many years. I worked on the second revision of GPP quite intensely with Stacey's predecessor, actually, and have been actively involved in the development of the GPP online training, as well as the facilitation, as well as some of the development of the companion tool set. So it's really exciting to hear from all of you, and just as exciting to hear about the diversity in terms of your background. I think it'll make for really rich discussion during these next 12 weeks. So today, I'm just going to take us through some of the sort of key points that you need to remember really when interfacing with our learning management system or the website. I'm going to also just briefly give you some background about the training, the components of the training, the requirements of the training. But then I'm going to spend a little more time just explaining some of the functionality of the website. And I really want to encourage you to actively get busy once you receive your login and your password, which all of you should have already received that information. Please do check your spam folders for that information. I can easily resend it. It's not a problem. But the quicker you get online, the quicker you start to engage, I think, with the website, the better momentum I think it produces for you as a learner. So don't procrastinate about it. I'll just take us through the slides from beginning to end. Stacy or Jessica has sent a link out. If you want to follow along with me, Jessica will actually be controlling the slides right here. So Jessica, I'm going to just great. So many of you may know already about the GPP online training. Just to give you some additional detail, this is a labor of love, number one, and second, a professional collaboration, mainly spearheaded by AVAC, but heavily supported by the San Francisco Department of Public Health, the Center of Learning and Innovation. So sometimes when you receive emails from the learning management system, that system lives in San Francisco. That's part of the San Francisco Department of Health. So that's why if you receive correspondence, it may go to Spain. May not recognize the correspondence, so just look for that in your email headings, and you can set your spam filters accordingly. So this has been really a course that's been in development for several years. We had our first offering last year. It was very successful, and this year we decided to increase the student numbers, and hopefully as I said, it will result just in more cross-fertilization of ideas, exchange, really hoping to bring together a real international cohort and create ultimately a GPP community. I think that's our ultimate vision of things. Next slide.
And?
Hi, Jessica. Go ahead and
Hi. Yep. So we're currently on the GPP guidelines second edition slide.
Okay. So this is just a visual to give you an illustration of what the GPP guidelines look like. As learners, you should have all received a hard copy prior to the course start. Also give us, shoot us an email if you haven't received these guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
We really want this training to be about interacting with this guidelines. So as much as you're online, you should also have this book handy And one of the objectives is really deepening your familiarity with the guidelines themselves. I find it's often sometimes easier to develop that level of understanding and knowledge when things are in print. So they'll be coming soon if you haven't received them already.
Mm-hmm.
Next slide. So in addition to learning about the guidelines and everything that good participatory practices offers to the research context, another key objective of the training is this sentiment of a learning community. So we hope that the course will start the conversation and then potentially continue. We have a community of practice that's longstanding with ABAC that a lot of our past course participants now actively participate in. It's a platform that, again, where, you know, professionals can share resources, ideas, feedback, and real life kind of experience with GPP and challenges as well. So the next slide, in terms of course objectives, as you all know, there's two tracks to this course. Track A is aimed at course implementers. Track B is aimed also at course implementers, but mainly people who might not be directly responsible for GPP implementation. So the objectives for the two tracks are very similar: to strengthen knowledge of the GPP guidelines, the core principles, the topic areas, and the key practices that she would apply to the research process and trial life cycle. Definitely learning more about specific strategies and engagement activities for a variety of key stakeholders, how to identify and prioritize key stakeholders. Responsibilities, learning more about responsibilities of implementers, sponsors, and funders. For GPP, I would say compliance and adoption in the long term. And then each track will walk away with a plan of some sort. Track A will concentrate on developing a very context-specific community engagement or stakeholder engagement plan that they can take and implement at a trial site or for multiple trials. Track B will focus more on an action plan of GPP priorities, so also aimed at their real-world context or setting, but not necessarily an implementation plan, just looking at the compliance and adoption of GPP or how to create a more enabling environment for GPP. Next slide, Jessica. This course has several components, and they are the same for Track A and Track B, with just some minor deviations in Track B. There's 10 interactive online modules, approximately one module per week. These modules, as you'll soon see, have a variety of components, animation, case studies, practice activities. They're meant to create a lot of interactivity between the screen and yourself. There'll be a knowledge check at the end of each online module. These don't count towards your certificate. They're not graded. You can take them as many times as you'd like, but they summarize some of the key, or they are aligned with some of the key content in the module, and you get instant feedback on whether you've gotten the question correct or incorrect. And again, you can take the knowledge check until you've passed it at 100%. The discussion forum is also housed on the learning management system. And this is really going to be our communication platform. So each week, in addition to the online modules, there's going to be some discussion questions that I post or Jessica posts. We're going to try and spur a little bit of debate between learners and get people to think about really their opinion on issues, case studies, some stuff that's happened in the real world, whether they agree, they disagree. And it's really all about sharing real-life experience related to stakeholder engagement, challenges, successes, and, you know, as much honesty about how much you know or don't know be great. I think this is really where the forum for me is where the learning happens, and it's really about the application of the technical knowledge. Next slide, Jessica. The GPP course also has three other, let's say, a little more academic-focused components. There are work assignments, and we'll go over this shortly, but for Track A, learners will be expected to complete a written work assignment every week. And these are completed in Word format. They're uploaded on the learning management system, and they count towards certification. Track B has weekly work assignments. They're not every week. I think there's five in total for Track B. And those are visible on the learning management system. I'll show you some slides in a second. It's quite obvious when you enter a lesson page, the key steps that you have to complete as a learner and where to upload the completed assignment. It's quite intuitive, actually. There is a final learning assessment. There's also a baseline assessment that everyone is going to take this week. Once you log into the course website and complete your orientation materials, there'll be a link to a SurveyMonkey site where you'll complete a baseline learning assessment and some other key questions. And then the final assessment, and it's the same for both tracks, will just be an assessment of knowledge around the key content that you've learned in the course. And it does count towards the certification. The certificate of completion for implementers or non-implementers will be based on work assignments, completion of online module. There's different rates of frequency in terms of how much you have to post on the forum and your completed plans, whether that be a stakeholder engagement plan or just a GPP priority action plan. The baseline and final evaluation, and again, the final learning assessment. So I do want to say that everything is tracked on the back end of the learning management. So we can see whether someone has attempted a module, whether you've completed a module. It's all tracked. There are offline options if you don't have internet connectivity. But again, we can also see whether you've downloaded the module, and whether you're making progress with that module. The discussion posts are counted. We actively count who's completed what, and they are marked in an electronic grade book, as well as all of the evaluations and the final learning assessment is done electronically on the LMS. Next slide, Jessica. So in your PowerPoints, you'll see there's two slides that just list the Track A and the Track B requirements. So this is good reference for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Anne, can I just interrupt you? We do have a question. So,
okay.
Great. So, Jane, I see that you have your hand raised. If you are online or on the phone, you can hit *7 to unmute your line. And then you can go ahead and ask your question. So *7 to unmute your line.
Can she type it into the chat box?
Yes. Okay, so keep going, and when we get that question in, where she can interrupt you,
Okay. So as I was saying, this is good reference for all everyone who's taking the course. Slide 9 and 10 list the requirements for each track. And this is also contained in your course syllabus that was disseminated, post-acceptance. So Track A, again, is the 10 online modules, the 10 written work assignments, participation in the forum every week. So the requirement actually is you must post twice. Once in response to whatever question or discussion is happening, and hopefully once in response to another learner. There's a total of 4 webinars, including this one, that will be conducted over the next 12 weeks. The schedule for those webinars and for each of the beginning and end dates for the modules are contained in your syllabus. And then the pre and post assessment, which I discussed, and the final course evaluation, which, again, it will be a link basically that we house on the LMS. So it'll be quite self-explanatory once you access the lesson pages. And then again, track B on slide number 10 is very similar. So again, it's the same 10 online modules, but it's only 5 written work assignments with a final GPP action plan. So again, a plan of priorities for how you're going to move forward, maybe applying GPP principles or creating a more enabling environment for GPP. There is required participation in the discussion forum for track B students. You must post 7 out of 10 lessons. So 7 times over the next 12 weeks. One of the lessons has 2 weeks because it's a bit longer. And you can choose, track B learners can choose when you post, but you must post 7 times. The same 4 webinars will be applicable to both tracks. And then we have the pre-post assessment and the final course evaluation. And that, again, will be the same for both tracks. In terms of time, commitment, and expectations, the actual course dates are from today, or actually yesterday. You should have started to receive correspondence. And we anticipate that the course end date will be November 13th. For track A learners, we anticipate you really need to kind of carve out about 5 hours of time each week. So my advice, because I've been doing this for a long time and I've taken the course myself, you know, in numerous ways as a designer, I think it's necessary to really think, you know, be proactive and think about when you're going to complete each of these components. It's difficult to wait until the end of the week and do everything. It works for some people, but I think it's best when, you know, time management is considered at the beginning. And so I think it's a similar expectation for track B, but again, because there are less work assignments, we anticipate it's really about 3 hours per week. So the modules, including the knowledge checks, should take you, you know, the module with the knowledge check should take you about an hour or so. I think sometimes some of the modules can be shorter than others. The work assignments for track A can be a little bit lengthier. They can be up to 2 hours. We've tried to make the work assignments for track B quite short and sweet, about no longer than 60 minutes.
Hello?
I would say that... Hello?
Hello? Yes. Hello?
Hello, do you have a question?
So you're entering.
So I'm going to put you on mute. But if you do have a question in the future, you can hit *7 to unmute your line. But welcome. *7
Sorry?
Will help you unmute.
7.
I'm going to mute your line. Remember that everybody is coming in on mute, so that we can keep the line clear for the recording. If you do have a question, please go ahead and unmute your line by hitting *7. Otherwise, you remain on mute. Thank you. Go ahead, Anne.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. So I was just reviewing the time commitment and expectations. It's difficult to anticipate how long the assignments, particularly the written assignments, will take people. One recommendation is that, especially for track A learners, if you are at a trial site, I recommend you working with colleagues, getting their input. A lot of the questions are thought questions. They're really landscape analysis, thinking critically about gaps, opportunities, and how that will play into a comprehensive and robust stakeholder engagement plan. So feel free to work as a team, even though you're posting your assignment as an individual learner. A lot of these assignments benefit from more than one perspective in a trial context. The discussion forum should take about 20 minutes of your time. And, again, please try and make time, prioritize, and really think about your own successes, challenges, and be free to, you know, just share whatever you think is applicable on the forum. I think the more sharing that happens, the richer the experience is going to be for everyone, just because we're coming from such different locations, different backgrounds, different experiences.
And I would just add,
go ahead.
Before, you know, as we move into the learning management system, that just because these are the minimum requirements, you should obviously feel free to post more and view the online forum more. As Anne said, it really will be a rich place to gain knowledge and insights about what's going on all over the globe.
Definitely. I've just put myself on mute. I'm very excited about that.
So, are there questions? I see some folks have unmuted their line.
I've just joined the conference and I don't know how far you are, so kindly guide me on how to go about it.
Hi, yes, well, welcome. This webinar is being recorded. So if you can, I will go ahead and put you on mute. But as we move through, we're about to talk about the learning management system, which is an email from the San Francisco Department of Public Health you should have gotten. And from there,
okay,
but like I said, if you do have questions, you can please go ahead and unmute yourself in the future, which is just hitting *7.
And can I just ask, Stacey, can you hear me?
Yes.
If people do join, if you could also just introduce yourself. We had a round of introductions at the beginning, so we'd love to hear who's on the line.
Okay. Thank you. I'm Jane Nanga from Kenya, Kavi Institute of Clinical Research.
Great. And there was another individual who joined just a minute ago. If you could hit *7 and unmute yourself. Also, Sinazo, I know that you're on the line. If you could hit *7 and unmute your line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Larry Kasanga.
Hello.
From Bayer Medical Research Center. I just joined the call.
Wonderful.
Hello.
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 Hello. You are unmuted.
Sorry, we were trying to fix the earphone so that I could hear more clearly.
So could you go ahead and just introduce yourself?
I'm Jane Nanga from Kenya, Kavi Institute of Clinical Research.
Wonderful. And Tanazo, I see you're unmuted. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, my name is Sinazo Pato from Vets RHI Johannesburg.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Now to mute yourself again, you can hit *6. *6 your line. So if everybody could go ahead and mute their line once more so we can keep it clear. Wonderful. So, Anne, I think you are ready to go into the LMS.
We have just joined the conference call.
Oh, well, can you go ahead and introduce yourself? Welcome.
Yeah. Charles Kilel from Kericho, Kenya.
Hi, Charles. Welcome. So we are muting the line. So if you could hit *6 to please mute your line so that we have a clear recording for others to listen to in the future. But once again, if you do have a question, you can hit *7 to unmute your line. My name is Jessica Hanabud. I'm one of your facilitators, and now I'm going to hand it back over to Anshai, who is your other wonderful, knowledgeable facilitator for the course.
Thank you. Along with her, I'm Alice Njoroge from Kenya Kericho.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Anne, go ahead. So, Anne, are you still on the line and connected?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I
Anne?
Am.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Anne. No, it's we're looking for Anne. Anne, remember to hit star 7. Or, I'm sorry, star 7 to unmute yourself. Huh?
The conference has been muted.
So I'm going to go ahead and take over. And Anne, if you do get back on the line, please go ahead and hit star 7 and unmute yourself. So we're just going to go, I'm going to go through some of the more technical components. As you move through the LMS and you explore it this week, please go ahead and just review this slide as a reference point. And you'll see this just goes over that you need to be using Internet Explorer 9 or something later, and just the different Internet platforms. So then most importantly, you can view the course online. And so to view offline, you'll be able to see instructions once again on the LMS. And so you'll see a link to click that. So what you want to do is you can view the interactive modules online, and then obviously you can download the work assignments, which will be in a Word document form. Discussion forums are the only active component that you will need to be online to actually view. And in order to download those module components offline, you have to log into the LMS. So you do have to have internet access at least once. But if you know you're traveling or going to a place where internet activity is a little touch and go, you can go ahead and download those in advance. Hello?
Jessica, are you able to hear me?
I am. Welcome back, Anne.
Thank you. The one thing I wanted to add about offline viewing is that when you as a learner enter a lesson page, so again, we'll show you some slides. The learning management system is very, very intuitive. Once you log in with your username and password, you'll click on a course name and then the corresponding lesson. We will have a link for offline viewing materials. You want to click on that link, and it will be very, very straightforward when you see it. And as Jessica said, just be sure that you are connected to the internet to download that link at that time, and then you can go ahead and complete the module at a later time when you're in the field or you don't have internet connectivity. I just wanted to make that very clear.
Great. So the GPP guidelines documents, you should have received your hard copy or it's in the process of being mailed. Some did get mailed from New York, so please be patient with the distance travel. But you can always access the GPP guidelines online. You can go ahead if you review this webinar. You can click on that link, and as we did mention, the slides are there. And then you can also just visit abac.org/GPP to find these materials. So communication throughout the course, obviously currently we're using ReadyTalk, and you all have successfully logged in. But we are also open to using other platforms. We may be doing some smaller groups, and we might be using a platform known as BlueJeans. If some of you are familiar, it does allow for video conferencing. As Anne mentioned, it's nice to see faces when we can. So we may be doing that country or track focused. And then also Skype. We do find that to be a reliable platform. We can have check-ins via Skype, and these would be one-on-one, and they are optional. If you find that you need some extra time on a lesson or just really want to go over the comments that Anne and I give on the work assignment, we're always more than happy to go ahead and check in with you. So those are our Skype handles, and we can set up some appointment times to go ahead and connect. And the other this thing we would like to point to is that all of your email addresses are available on your classmates on the student roster page.
One of the things we're asking is for you to set up a profile. You'll be able to upload a photo. It's just always nice to put faces to names. So if you could just go ahead and do that. And then if somebody, you know, connects with a document or mentions a tool perhaps that they're using, you can go ahead and connect with them privately by finding their email via that student roster page. So just moving through the learning management system, once again, you should have all been you should have all been enrolled in the course, so you would have received a login and password. Please go ahead and check your spam folder if you have not received it. If it is in your spam, please do update your settings. We will be corresponding with you quite a bit through that online platform. So if it is going to spam, we do want to make sure we correct that early. You'll be able to receive announcements, emails, send messages, obviously review all of the lesson materials. And this is something that you are going to have to log into at least twice a week, once to download your work assignment, once to upload it, and also to go ahead and check that discussion forum.
And just to chime in with another point about communication, Jessica, I think we're going to learn a little more in detail about the LMS just now. I really want to encourage everyone to please use the message or the email function within the website, within the learning management system, as your primary mechanism of communication. With so many learners, it just makes it a lot easier to track and funnel everything through one platform. So although we'll be using webinars and Skype as supplementary communication platforms, our primary communication platform for day-to-day correspondence should be the learning management system. And again, it's very intuitive, and once we go through some of these key steps and procedures, I think it will make a lot of sense.
Great. So once you get there, and you will be able to see your login information at this login page. Once again, if you haven't received that, please do check your spam folder. And if it's not in your spam folder, go ahead and reach out to Anne or myself, and we can get you set up. So it's
and
pretty
I'll
straightforward.
Also,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Jessica. I just wanted to say I'll also be sending out correspondence immediately after the webinar, just checking in with people to see if everyone has received this information, and just again reminding you about the URL, the website. So if you do have any immediate challenges in the next day or so, please circle back with me and we'll sort them out immediately. We usually have an excellent response time. The one thing I say, if you haven't specified your track choice, that's really important. You need to tell Jessica or myself whether you prefer track A or B. Otherwise, I can't enroll you in a course on the back end. So if you go into the website, it will appear blank. All right. So you really have to think about which track you'd like to commit to and get that information to us. Thank you.
Great. So we just going back to the My Learning page. So once again, you'll see if you get to this page, you are enrolled into the TPP online training. And so it'll look like something like this in your enrolled courses. And once again, you'll be able to see this message center up here where you have your announcements right up here and then obviously your messages. Messages is where you're going to be able to see any emails from Anne or myself. So that is something to just make sure you are looking for that. You can also send us emails through here. But as Anne said, this is going to be our main correspondence, and you will see them here. From this page, you can also get to the discussion forum. So, Anne, do you want to just kind of go through all of these features as well? So you, obviously, you're returning to the My Learning page, then click on GPP online training. So once you've gotten through to a message center, you can always go back to this My Learning page up here. This is going to be very similar to a home page where you can then go ahead and access the course.
Yeah, that's perfect, Jessica. So I'll just chime in. And all of these links that appear in this slide are clickable. So, again, as Jessica said, your enrolled course will appear on this page. It will say GPP Online Training, August 2015, Track A or Track B. You'll click on that, and it will take you into a series of lessons. And announcements on the right-hand corner, those are more kind of global messages for the entire GPP class. You won't be getting very many of those. If there's a technology failure of some sort or something really urgent, important, I may send an announcement to the class. But primarily, you're going to be looking at the messages in the forum for any kind of updates or postings, and just clicking on those links will bring you into that functionality. So next slide. And Jessica, can we go to slide 22 that lists the lessons?
Oops, sorry. Too fast.
I just want to spend some time here. So once you click on the course page, it should take you into a page that lists the specific lesson. So lesson one will be week one. Orientation materials will be the first, actually, module, what we call module zero. Orientation materials consist of module zero, which is like a mini module to take you through one of the online interactive modules, get you familiar with the online module features. The orientation materials will have a link to the baseline assessment and also a link to your profile page. So it makes it really simple. All you have to do is click on the hyperlinked profile and go in, fill in some information about yourself, and upload a fun photo so we can see you. And those photos will appear on the forum, so we'll be able to see what one another looks like. And again, it will list each lesson with a date of when it starts and when you should complete it by, any announcements, any assignments that are pending or due, and what the current discussion forum topic is. And you'll have also a section that says your classmates. So you'll see other learners that are enrolled in your course. So go ahead, Jessica, next slide.
Great.
So key information to keep in mind. Lessons start on Monday. They end on Friday. Please, please, please try to subscribe to these, you know, start and end dates. It will make life, I think, easier in terms of your time management. If you do have a late assignment or, you know, you're going to be out of town or there's, you know, an important family event, just please send me a message through the learning management system and let me know not to expect your assignment on a Friday, and when the next when you anticipate you'll be able to submit your assignment. Once you have completed a lesson, that lesson will turn green, okay? And again, we're able to see if you have completed a lesson on the back end. So that's where I'll be greeting the completed lessons. Okay, next slide. This is just more illustration of some of the links. Jessica, if you can go to slide 25.
Here we go.
Okay, great. On the bottom of each lesson page, you'll see a button that says upload. That's going to be where you upload your completed assignment. It's very, very easy. You'll download the work assignment by clicking on one of the hyperlinks. Typically, it'll be the last step, like step three on the lesson page. It's a Word document. You'll complete the questions that we ask you, and then you'll name the file with your name, and then you'll upload it to the learning management system, and then we receive them on the back end. Next slide.
And that's really important to include your name. As you can see from the webinar, there are, you know, at least 30 of you in the course, so making sure you label it is very important.
Great. And once you've uploaded successfully an assignment to the LMS, the system will retain the name of the file. So you'll have a full list of uploaded files, so you can keep track whether or not you've uploaded assignment 1, 2, 3. So you'll have a record for yourself, and it's right under the text that says files you have uploaded. Next slide, please.
Mm-hmm.
There's also functionality on the top of the learning management course page. You'll see a text that says My Files. This is kind of a cool feature. You can actually upload documents to the discussion forum, which I'll explain in a moment. So, you know, for example, if we're talking about a toolkit or some M&E GDP resources, or maybe a photo or whatever it is people want to share, we can share that with one another directly on the forum. And whatever you've shared, you'll also the learning management system will automatically store this as a file under My Files. So you can view everything that you've uploaded throughout the duration of the course. So it's a nice, almost like mini library that you can start cataloging and reviewing maybe once the course ends. Now we're on to the discussion forum, which is super important. And again, to the course page, you see your lessons. Also on the right-hand side, you see the discussion forum and the active threads. You just click on the topic, and basically it links you to the forum. It brings you to another page that says GPP Discussion Forum, and it will have a discussion forum topic and then an associated lesson. So, for example, lesson one, whatever the key question that we ask, we might summarize that in a topic. It could be benefits of stakeholder engagement. So you'd see lesson one, benefits of stakeholder engagement. You'd click on that, and if you continue to the next slide, you'll see it's almost like a blog post. It's or like an IM, instant message. If anyone has ever interacted with social media or a cell phone or WhatsApp, it's kind of similar. You type in what you want to say, and then you click, I believe it will say send or reply. They might have changed what the button is on the back end, but it's, again, it's fairly intuitive. And again, I said you can add a link into the forum. You can do a little bit of formatting with your text, and you can also upload images or documents, and all of those images, documents, whatever you upload will be then cataloged automatically on the back end in your files. Creating new topics, we encourage you to do this. Create topics, create threads that you think are particularly interesting, but also remember we are going to be kind of posting key questions every week associated with the module content. So for course completion purposes, again, track A learners need to post once to respond to that key topic and then another time to another learner, and then track B participants need to choose 7 out of 10 online modules to participate in the forum, or 7 out of 10 topics for discussion forum participation. Logging out is really simple. On the top right-hand corner of the course page, you'll see a link that says welcome and your name, and then if you hover above that, you can either access your profile or you can log out of the course completely. And in terms of the technicalities, I think that brings us to an end. And I know it's a big group, but if anyone has burning questions about what's been explained or if I didn't explain it clearly, I'm happy to answer the questions now. Alternatively, you can shoot me an email. Alternatively, if you desire, you know, one of us to kind of walk through things on Skype or another communication platform in the next couple of days, that's mm-hmm. fine too. Telephone, whatever you need to feel comfortable, I think, with the website.
Right.
But
so I will say,
mm-hmm.
Oh, just to ask questions, please go ahead and hit *7 to unmute your line. Alternatively, you can also ask it in the chat function, and I know that some of you have been using that. So *7 to unmute your line, or go ahead and type it into the chat function. So if there's no questions about the actual LMS, I will say that there has been some questions coming in via email just about the login information. Once again, if you have not received your login information and you have checked spam and it is not there, and we'll be following up after this webinar to go ahead and help you get all set up on the back end.
Absolutely, and I do appreciate everyone looking in their spam folder and getting back to us as quickly as possible. Again, I think there are course components that you have to complete this week, so I'm really excited for you also to get online and just get active and dive in, really, and figure out what's if you do have gaps or challenges or just kind of things that are particularly difficult, please do circle back.
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Stacey. Just a quick question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, have most people received their materials packages, the actual physical hard copies of materials? And maybe it's worth just explaining what we sent to people real quick.
Jessica, would you like me to respond to that? Okay. No, go ahead. So I'd like to hear feedback, too, if people haven't received things. I think we split up the mailings. Jessica was handling things from the U.S. I've been the one to handle South Africa mailings. Each one of your GPP gift packs contains your very own hard copy of the GPP guidelines, as I said in the beginning. We really want this to be kind of a interaction between those guidelines and the course material, a CD with a stakeholder engagement toolkit produced by FHI 360, fantastic resource, some other bits and pieces from AVAF, printed material, and again, your very own copy of the Good Participatory Practices Blueprint, which is a strategic planning guide, discussion guide that helps learners develop a comprehensive stakeholder engagement plan, and that GPP blueprint is actively used in the course. So we pull a lot of content from that blueprint and insert them into assignments. So also, it's really nice to have one of those in hard copy,
mm-hmm.
I find.
Yeah, and I will just say, if you've gotten your package from New York, we did digitize a lot of that information. So you did get a hard copy of the GPP blueprint, but you also got a USB with a lot of course materials, including the FHI 360 stakeholder engagement toolkit. So that was just for ease of shipping. But you do have all of those materials in that packet. And it should also just be noted that you can access all of these materials online at the AVAC website as well. So, you know, if you want an additional copy of the blueprint, or, you know, you just need, you would like to look at the PX flyers again or previous issues, you can go ahead and do that online. And I think just to note that from the AVAC side, we do have hard copies of some of the sort of electronic soft copies of materials that are available online and that we've sent you in those mailings. But if, you know, so if you're interested in receiving, you know, hard copies of anything or more hard copies, for instance, of the GDP guidelines or
of that stakeholder engagement toolkit, just let us know, and we'd be happy to get those to you.
Any other questions or concerns? We did have one individual note that they are going to be going on vacation, and that's, once again, something that's important. We recognize that you have work trips and other just family holidays that may come up. So, once again, if you do let us know in advance about travel and if we can expect a work assignment late, the more you can communicate with us, the better everything will be, the better the experience, and the better that we can move through this. Also, if you have not received your materials, I ask you to go through your email or just send myself, Jessica, an email just confirming your mailing address. Some individuals did not send out the mailing, did not confirm their address, and so we didn't want to send packages without having the exact location. So if you could just go ahead and confirm your address and or send the best place to mail you a package, that would be great. And those are for individuals who have not received their package yet or who have not confirmed their mailing address. Any last questions? We are at the top of the hour.
I'll just chime in, Jessica, to let learners know that the webinar slides, they have been sent around, but they're also on the orientation materials lesson page. So you can download them from there and use them as a reference guide. And again, the other good document just to keep track of the schedule, when webinars are meant to occur, and some of the offline versus online functionality and options would be the course syllabus. So everyone should have received a copy. Again, it's linked into your orientation materials lesson page, but if anyone needs me to send them one via email, please let me know in the next couple of days. It's good to have on hand in terms of troubleshooting.
Great. I think with that, I just want to thank everybody. Anne and I are very excited about the course and really getting to know all of you and growing in GPP knowledge and just really working with everybody. So thank you for joining us today. Once again, this webinar will be posted on the LMS as well. It has been recorded, but Anne and I are always accessible, and the two times does help just really answer your questions as quickly as possible. So, once again, just thank you so much, and we're really looking forward to the next 14 weeks.
Absolutely. Thank you to everyone for their patience with the logistics and the level of detail I had to go into. But, again, we're here to help, and please reach out early if you do encounter any challenges this week. Thank you so much. We're really looking forward to this opportunity.
Well, have a great evening, a great day, and a great evening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, guys.
The conference has been unmuted.